It is Ryan Seacrest here. People always say it's good to unwind, but that's easier said than done. The exception, Chumba Casino. They actually make it easier done than said, or at least the same. Chumba Casino is an online social casino with hundreds of casino-style games like slots and blackjack. Play for fun. Play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Sign up now and collect your free welcome bonus at chumbacasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to Early Break on the Ticket. Fifth segment sponsored by First Rate Ag. Bill's the logo.
First Rate.
Okay, I'll get the logo on there. Yes, Bill's First the logo. Rate. I got to find my read. Okay. First Rate and Holdridge, full service ag retailer offering everything from crop protection to lawn fertilizer. Been in business for 25 years. Reach out at firstrateag.com or call 308-995-8325 and ask for Parker or Chris and mention the ticket.
We had our conference call yesterday with Parker.
You did.
We told you we're focusing on lawns. We're focusing the next
interesting
two, lawns are our next 2 weeks. And I tell you what, lawns still look incredible. When you're out walking, how about when you're walking? I mean, when I'm out walking Sugar, I'm like, whoa, these lawns look incredible.
How does that happen?
Well, it's because of the Parkers of the world, and that's what he's doing. On he's taken over. So they're dominating the agriculture world, and now they're going to dominate the lawn world.
Jeez.
And so. Dominating two worlds. Think about that, Ben. That's a lot.
It's a takeover.
That's a takeover. It's a massive takeover. But that's why they're 99% retention rate. And that's what they do. And they're just growing. They are the Applied Connect of agriculture.
Ag.
They're everywhere, and they're getting it done. And Chris and Parker.
Chris and Parker.
Done. Yes, incredible.
Thank you had me, your Jay. Conference call. What else? Anything else from the conference call?
We just talked about plans for Thanksgiving and Christmas and what's going on there. Well, we're friends now.
Yeah.
We're family. So we got a chance to talk about that.
It was sort of a lot of wasted time. Yeah. Joking.
Okay, I think I figured some things out. There's a lot of youth walking around.
We don't know why.
But I see them carrying a lot of folders that has musical notes on them.
Oh.
Is it some sort of a music contest?
Okay, so what Bill's referring to, Ben, is we're downtown at 11th and O.
There's high school students everywhere. There's a plethora.
And it's been all week.
Yes.
It's been all week.
You see her folder's got music notes on it.
Okay, let me see.
It's hard to see. The one that just walked by had music. We'd like to know if anyone knows what's going on with the youth of Nebraska. I feel it's a music contest.
There's been a lot of youth just walking downtown. We are not in the heart of downtown, but kind of close to it. And if you peer out our big windows, you see all these kids walking around. Yes. Mm. And have you noticed that, Ben?
It's been a little weird.
They look very serious. There's not a bunch of goofing around going on. They're very focused. Which is impressive.
They're locked in.
Yeah.
They're locked in.
I don't see anybody throwing water balloons or nothing like that. Don't see it.
No hijinks.
No hijinks, whatever. Great kids.
Yeah. I want to read a message on YouTube.
Oh, please.
Genghis Korn said Ben needs to add some bass to his sound with laughing emojis. Do I need to like talk with a lower voice?
Try it. See how it works. Try it.
I'm Ben. Is that better?
Do it again.
That was good.
Do it again. Please. One more time, please. Please.
Now add something. Where you're from.
Where you're from.
I'm from Columbus, Nebraska.
Yeah.
Who are you?
I'm Ben Droz. Ben Droz.
And try go a couple more octaves lower. Do it again.
Are you Ben Droz?
I'm Ben Droz.
Sounds like Luther Vandross.
It does.
Hello. I'm doing my best out here.
He did the laugh.
I'm doing my best.
He did the laugh. He laughed Droz. Hysterically at his own joke earlier.
Ben Droz.
I did. It was very funny. It was more funny because Sip started laughing, which made me laugh. I wouldn't have laughed if I just said it myself, but then Sip thought it was really funny. Ben Droz. It just caught. Okay. We better get the Bills thrills.
Yes. What are we doing?
Bills thrills. We got Freaky Football Friday. Let's start it up.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Oh, yeah.
This is going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, Bill's Thrills sponsored by Mid Plains Advisors. Call, contact Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors to plan your financial future today at 402-730-7387. Bill, what do you have for us today?
They're the cash cows, and we appreciate those guys so much. Well, the must-see TV. I think about the NFL sometimes, and like I said, I'm, I enjoy football, so I like the NFL. But usually there's about two, maybe three must-see games a week, and that's about it. There's not NFL, a lot of NFL's, whatever.
There's a lot of games you don't need to see.
You don't even care to see. Yeah. I mean, there's so many games in college. There's usually like literally like 26 games a week, and you want I want to see these. Well, obviously, we're going to buzz fast to the obvious of Indiana and Ohio State. Big noon kickoff. Can't wait to catch that.
You're going
to
watch it, though, right?
Yes, I will catch that. Okay. I think Ole Miss at Florida hit on earlier is huge. But here's a game that just intrigues me. I think it will intrigue Huskers, even though it's in the past. Illinois at Rutgers. You want to see it. You want to know what's going on there. Mm-hmm. You do. Because you kind of gauge yourself off of that game.
And it's hard to pick.
It's hard to pick right now. So that's
who would you pick?
I kind of think Rutgers. I don't know.
I'm with you. Illinois
just rolled up Michigan State pretty good, but it's at Rutgers, and they've really got their team. They're playing for a better bowl game. And so it's pretty interesting. I think Iowa at Maryland has everyone's attention. Everyone's attention.
That's what Sean Callahan says, too.
Yeah.
I mean, would you watch that game?
Yeah,
actually?
I would. I mean, you don't think Husker fans will be paying attention to Iowa?
Iowa, yeah.
They'll be watching that real close. If that's a 10-9 Maryland win, I thought you were going to be okay.
Isn't it kind of like work to watch it, though?
It won't be pretty. Right. No, it won't be real pretty,
Ben,
but it's kind of fun to watch.
Ben, do you agree with me?
Yeah. Yeah,
hard to watch.
Penn State at Minnesota. If it's interesting, I enjoyed it. But here's the one that I love.
Okay,
here's the one that I love. This will be the most energy. This will be way bigger than at Ohio State, because Ohio State, they've had big games in the shoe. They've had a bunch of them. These fans have seen it. This game, BYU at Arizona State.
Is that a big game?
Complete.
Oh,
mayhem.
Arizona State. Yeah, only two losses.
They have a chance to be. If they win this, they're gonna have a chance to win it all, to go to the playoffs. They have a chance to win the Big 12. This game is huge. Plus, it's new. It's new for Arizona State to have this kind of attention.
Well,
so right now, the cheapest ticket to get in is $300.
You're kidding me.
$300 to see BYU Arizona State.
Where's that at?
At ASU, okay. Sun Devil Stadium.
Bill.
And they'll storm.
So is that the place in Scottsdale?
Scottsdale.
Do they still play there?
Yeah, that's where they play. That's where Arizona State is not going to Glendale to play. They still play in the same stadium.
Just hold on now.
It's an incredible stadium.
Now, you are a schedule guy.
Yes.
I'm going to read. Okay, now, I am not here.
Arizona State just went to K-State last week and beat them on the road.
Okay, now, that was a hard one.
Yeah, yeah.
But their schedule, and I know I'm not stealing your thunder here, but you are a schedule guy.
I love it, yeah.
And their schedule is ridiculous. And I don't want to do this, but it's been incredibly easy. Wyoming, yeah. Mississippi State, at Texas State. At Texas Tech, which they lost, by the way. Kansas, Utah down. At Cincinnati, average. At Oklahoma State, bad. UCF, not good. Now, they did get a win at Kansas State. But the rest of that schedule, whoa.
Whoa. I agree, but I'm telling you, it's going to be nuts. The stadium, they haven't had a game. They haven't had a game in 20 years like this.
No.
Where you can't get in, sold out, the weather will be incredible. Imagine Arizona this time of year.
It's really intriguing. It is.
I'm just telling you, you want to watch that game.
Yeah.
CU at KU, which is at Arrowhead. But right, it's interesting for Colorado. After this game, you know what they have next week? Oklahoma State.
Okay.
0-7 in the league. So this kind of puts Colorado in the championship game if they can win this one. Yes. And then there's a playoff game next. There's a playoff game at Yankee Stadium. Army versus Notre Dame.
Ooh.
Army's undefeated. Notre Dame has one loss. But if Army beats them, they will jump Boise State.
For sure.
They'll jump Boise State because they'll have a win over an incredible team.
Really?
And all Boise State has is a good loss.
And you're telling me that's at where?
What's that? In Yankee Stadium. Yeah. Which I don't like.
Tell me you're going to watch that game.
Oh, absolutely. It's a playoff game. I think this game's incredible. A&M at Auburn. I think Auburn might give them all they wanted. And if that happens, oh, wow, that's mayhem. If they get beat. And then see what happens next week, and they come back and beat Texas, and all of a sudden everyone has back to those two losses again.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be crazy who's going to get in from the
Ben, from there's
the
a SEC. Lot going on.
There is.
A lot going on. I love this game. Probably one of my favorites. Vandy at LSU. Vandy at uninterested LSU. Night game. The crowd, what will it be like? Won't mean anything. Well, Alabama, they got beat, 42-10? They got, and the place when the game was over, there was no one in the stands.
Yeah, that happens.
Then they go to Florida and lose. So right now, that place won't be crazy.
It won't.
It will not be crazy. No, they're out of it. They have nothing to play for but a bowl game with a bunch of opt outs. That's probably what they're looking at.
Wonderful.
Yeah, that's that. USC and UCLA will watch every snap.
Okay, that's at night, right?
Yeah, and I'll be up until 1:30.
Is that game start at
9:15? 9:15. I'll be up until 1:30 watching that game.
Will you be watching that game
unless
in bed?
Unless it's just horrific. I sit in my lounge chair. Okay. I like to be in the living room. Okay. I like the living room for that. And then Colorado State at Fresno State. This basically puts Colorado State in the championship game.
What?
They're going to be in the championship game for the Mountain West.
Really?
And
Jay Norvell.
Yes. And they being UNLV, needs Fresno State to win very bad. But Fresno is not playing well. Not playing well at all. So I would lean towards Colorado State. But it's at Fresno. And you know what it's like at Fresno.
Yeah, tough place to play. It is.
Just think about that. I just went through just something that I really loved, and there's like 14 games.
Jeez.
I just love. And there's a bunch of other ones, too. I go, okay, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. Dude, I don't ever mention the Nebraska game because that's what we talk about all week. But that's another highly intriguing game. So it's going to be, you have to be the master of the remote control.
You can be. Master. Keith Mann is weighed in.
What's he weighed in?
I was wondering where that game was being played and if they've moved where they play. And he said, that's where ASU still is. It didn't move.
It didn't move. It's still the same. Yeah.
Tempe.
They have changed the name of it. It's no longer Sun Devil Stadium, but I will not honor that. Whatever the name is, whatever.
Why?
Well, people rename stadiums now.
Drives me nuts.
This is what it is.
Sun Devil Stadium.
Sun Devil Stadium. That's what it is. And it is a beautiful stadium.
Pretty beautiful, yeah.
Oh, you were all in there with the mountains kind of in the back.
We used to stay for the bowl games, Bill, at the Tempe Mission Palms. I stayed there twice. Mm-hmm. The Tempe Mission Palms Hotel, which is a walking distance to, it's right down the street. Yeah. You just walk down a sidewalk. I don't know if that's still the case, but that's what you did back then when Nebraska played in those games. Ben?
With Robinhood Gold, you don't need a silver spoon to eat up the financial favors of the 1%. Robinhood Gold allows the resourceful individual to earn the very liberal rate of 4.25% APY on uninvested cash and be rewarded with a handsome 3% retirement boost on IRA account contributions. Robinhood Gold provides the privileges of a high net worth for any net worth or just $5 a month. The new gold standard is here. Sign up at Robinhood.com/gold. Terms apply. For product-specific disclosures, visit Robinhood.com/gold. Investing involves risk. Rate may change. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold, LLC.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen from Early Break here to tell you about Cigars International. I've always loved kicking back with a great cigar, especially as the weather cools down. It's the perfect time to relax with friends, maybe watch the game, or just enjoy a little fall evening outside on the deck. And when it comes to finding the best cigars, Cigars International has become my go-to. They have everything, whether I'm looking for a classic favorite or trying something new. Cigars International never disappoints. They're the go-to retailer for all things cigars, with the biggest selection of premium handmade cigars available anywhere. Cigars International offers unbeatable deals and discounts, making it easy to stock up on all your favorites or try something new without breaking the bank. With fast shipping and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can shop with confidence knowing that Cigars International stands behind every single order. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International makes it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. But it's not just about cigars. Cigars International also offers a wide range of accessories, humidors, and more to elevate your smoking experience. Visit CigarsInternational.com today and explore their incredible selection of premium cigars and unbeatable deals. For our listeners only, they're giving you 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping when you use code EARLYBREAK at checkout. That's CIGARSinternational.com. Use promo code EARLYBREAK, all one word, at checkout, EARLYBREAK, for 20% off your purchase of $50 or more and free shipping. Whether you're looking for the perfect fall cigar or just want something new, Cigars International has you covered.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. Life comes at you fast, which is why it's important to find some time to relax. A little you time. Enter Chumba Casino. With no download required, you can jump on anytime, anywhere for the chance to redeem some serious prizes. So treat yourself with Chumba Casino and play over 100 online casino-style games, all for free. Go to ChumbaCasino.com to collect your free welcome bonus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you.
Yes.
Keith Mann, also, if Steve does address the team tonight at the hotel, will he be whisked down to the sidelines as the clock ticks down with the win?
Keith,
man, let us know if you are going to have to get Steve in the elevator with roughly 4 minutes to go and whisk him to the field.
Keith, I have a two-pronged message to the players.
Yes.
That I'd like to deliver.
Two-pronged message. Very direct.
Yes. You don't.
Simple. How long do you need? How long would you need in front of the team?
3 minutes.
3 minutes.
Don't you dare let them beat you on the ground. Don't let them bully you.
And then the other one?
Finish.
Ooh.
Finish.
And that's when the place goes nuts. That's when all of a sudden people start breaking chairs and tables and stuff like that. And they go nuts.
Then I'm out.
And then you're out. And then you go to your work. And then all of a sudden at the end of the game, as the clock's ticking down, they're
get
up,
Sipple down
up by 13. They have the ball 2.5 minutes to go.
Sipple, get him
down there.
Get him.
The best part would be if it's like a dead ball of some sort of timeout. If you come out of the tunnel and they take you across the field, they don't even go around the edge of the field. You come across the field so everyone can see you.
During the game.
During the game, yes. Well,
during the timeout.
During the timeout, yes.
Bill, do you wish you had Sip there when you were coaching? Do you wish you had Sip there to really hype up your team?
Oh, I would have brought him in numerous times.
You would have brought him in?
I would have brought him in.
All right, guys.
I would.
All right. That's enough of this.
Sip's here. I would have.
All right. That was good. I admire you. I got it. You don't seem overly enthusiastic about Indiana, Ohio State, which surprises me.
Well,
come on,
that's just such a big game. Everyone talked about that one, so it's not quite as much.
But you're watching it.
God, I hope it's a great game.
Tell me, watch it.
Oh, absolutely, I'm watching it.
I mean, it's a great game. It'll be over maybe by
two.
Two. What a day! Then you can watch Nebraska.
Yeah, so a lot of things going on.
Yeah.
Ben, Ben, give us a 30-second take on the Nebraska-Wisconsin game.
On the Nebraska-Wisconsin game?
Give us a take.
Well, if Nebraska just runs the ball, they should be able to win this game because Wisconsin's run defense is not that good.
Right.
But
I don't know if it's that simple.
I mean, it's not that simple.
Okay, then what else do you got for
us? When it comes down to it, I feel like if Nebraska really leans on the run game, I think the offense will be good enough to score enough. But, I mean, we saw last week, I just feel like Nebraska Ferguson maybe doesn't want to lean on the run game as much. Maybe he doesn't trust the run game.
Do you trust the defense?
Yeah, do you trust the defense?
Ben? Do I trust the defense? Mm-hmm. Against Wisconsin's offense, yes. Yeah. Against someone like USC or even UCLA, I mean, we kind of saw the defense wasn't great.
You have a coach that coached for 30-plus years, and what he said yesterday was so true. Who shows up? Mm-hmm. Who shows up?
Excuse me, who shows up?
Who shows up?
This will be more about body language, attitude, everything else. It won't be about like, well, we called a couple plays. We ran this defense instead of that defense. Nope, it's going to be.
Who shows up?
Can Fickell addressed it. I saw that he addressed it. That, hey, we did horrible. We played Penn State in a night game, tough loss. Then we went to Iowa and got crushed. So it's being addressed by them that this has not been good. Who can get their team ready to play at the highest level? That's what it's going
to
be.
I hope both teams show up and are like actually there to play. I hope.
Yeah.
Well,
I've heard people say show up.
There's levels of readiness is what it comes down to.
No,
the one thing that my behind the scene take from Wisconsin is it wasn't good, just not about the offense. It wasn't that some if you read close into it, it had to do with leadership and different things. So it just feels to me like there was a problem internally with the players and the offensive coordinator. And it seemed like the change was and the change was made more based on things were interacting, what was going on.
Hmm.
It just seemed like there wasn't I don't think there was an outpour of emotion from the players.
Didn't seem like
that we lost that we lost long ago.
Hmm.
I don't think that. I'm not in the building.
No,
but
I know.
If you really listen to what Fickell says, you know, like that's the part that stands out a little bit. So maybe a change gives a little bit of a little bit of whisk of hope.
Well, Bill, now I know you don't like to do this a lot, and it's you can do it on radio. It's just it falls under the category of speculation. But when I listen to Fickell and that his whole thing about this whole play calling thing's overrated, why does it matter? It doesn't have to be a big deal. What I hear a little bit is, did the AD have something to do with it? Did he not want to make that move, and now he's kind of being defiant publicly?
Could be.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. All right, we better get to the game show.
Yeah, we better.
We better get to the game show. We don't want to be late. We don't want to be late. Here's the intro. Shut Up, Sipple starts now.
We've all been there.
I'm just going.
You're listening to the radio, and that rage starts to grow inside you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, Shut Up, Sipple!
What?
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance.
Also, Jake,
it's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play. 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, Shut Up, Sipple, sponsored by Bagels and Joe. Today's topic, we have, so, Nebraska against Wisconsin. Topic is Chris Farley.
Okay, like Chris Farley movie?
Yeah, I think, yeah.
Or just Chris Farley.
Chris Farley is what it says.
How do you spell it?
This is just name.
Interesting. This is taking a weird turn, Ben.
This is what is written. This is Jake's deal.
Okay,
Farley. Chris, yes.
Farley trivia.
Yes, okay. Chris Farley trivia is what I believe. So, I'm back in the production room.
Right, you're doing this fine.
So, we're just kind of answering on the fly. Who do we have on the line right now?
This is Drew.
All right, we got Drew. I had Drew on the line earlier, so we stayed on. That's good.
Okay,
that's
good. Drew, thanks
Drew's
for calling.
Been holding for like 30 minutes.
All right.
No problem.
All right. Thank you, Drew.
Drew, how are you feeling about Chris Farley trivia today?
I'm going to give it a good shot.
Trust me, we're not feeling it either. So this we're going to overtime.
All right, first question is going to go to the caller. Obviously, Sip has Bill for a lifeline. So to you, Drew, for the caller. In what 1997 comedy does Farley play a man named Haru who tries to rescue a woman with a little help from his half-brother?
Almost Heroes.
No.
What was his guess?
Wait, I didn't have this up. There you go. What was your guess again, Drew? It wasn't right.
Almost Heroes?
Yeah, nope, wasn't that. Do you guys want to
say it again?
I'll read it one more time.
Yeah, rip it through.
Yeah.
In what 1997 comedy does Farley play a man named Haru or Haru? I don't know how to say this name. Who tries to rescue a woman with a little help from his half brother? You don't have to take it.
I think we'll pass. Yeah, we're passing.
Right, you pass. All right.
What is it?
It is Beverly Hills Ninja.
Yeah. No chance. No chance of me getting that. Never even heard of the movie.
I have heard of it, but there's no way. There's
all right.
Here we
go. See you now, Sip. In what 1997 Adam Sandler movie does Farley play a hot-headed bus driver?
How are you a Sandler, Bill?
I don't know any of them.
You don't have the foggiest?
No.
Okay. He plays a hot-headed bus driver in an Adam Sandler movie.
Mm. Yes, 1995.
95.
Driven.
I like it.
Drew, do you want to take this one?
Driven.
I'll take that one. That is Billy Madison.
That is correct.
I've heard of that.
Yeah, I've heard of that. Yeah.
So Drew's up 1-0. He stole your question.
Yes, he did. Now he can nail this one down here.
He can nail this one down.
This is for the win?
Yes, for the win.
Yes, for the win. All right, to you, Drew. In what 1996 comedy does Farley play the incompetent but well-meaning brother of a gubernatorial candidate. There we go. Brother of a gubernatorial candidate who's watched over by a wormy special assistant. I can read that one more time if you want me to.
Gubernatorial.
Gubernatorial. There you go.
No need. That is Black Sheep.
You're right.
Brilliant.
It's an L.
It's an L for us.
That's an L. There you go. Shot. You got it.
I couldn't find it.
You got it.
All right, Drew.
Ben, you did great. Great job by you. Streaks down to zero. Streaks at zero because
Drew,
of you,
Drew. You got
Drew.
A business box at Bagels. Thank you for calling down the road.
Thank you for being on so long, too, Drew. Thank you.
Yep. All right. You guys, we'll go through the rest. We'll go through the rest of the questions.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's go through the rest of the questions.
Okay, that's fine. Good job,
This
man.
One was going to go to you. Simple. In what product is Farley on the road to sell in the 1995 comedy Tommy Boy?
Yeah, they're selling. Bill, we should know this. I think it has to do with autos. I don't know what the hell.
Used cars.
Brake pads.
Brake pads.
That's right. Not too far off.
Not too far off.
Thank you,
nice.
Ben.
Yeah. Not too far. Okay. Tiebreaker would have been, how old was Chris Farley when he died?
Bill.
42.
Ooh, interesting guess. I think.
Would you go over or under that, Sip?
I'm going to go a little over. I think it's a really good guess.
33.
Oh.
Whoa, I was way. And I felt when I said 33. I thought he was. I should have went a little younger, but I never would have went 33.
Farley was only
39 with the lowest I would have went.
Yeah. He was only 33.
That's pretty young.
That's Jake's age.
Yeah.
Ooh, wow. I shouldn't have brought that up. He has a flu. He's in urgent care.
He's in urgent care right now. He's not robbing a bank.
This took a dark turn.
He's in urgent care.
Ben, this took a dark turn.
Medical attention.
All right.
We will send doctors to his house here in a minute.
The bank's not getting robbed, and he's not in urgent care. Right. He's home with Elizabeth and Scott.
You better get this Spillover. Don't want to be late. Spillover is next on 93.7 The Ticket.
Hey, guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun, too. And now I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun, Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.